Talking head, I just thought like this, that one general, how to say, concept, goal and objective and mission statement, whatever, with the inside looking out, or way of doing it, could be that my guys should appreciate it. If they do, then I think I have accomplished pretty much, because I think I should focus on the younger generation. Anyway, one topic, one thing I wanted to make a problem about is the gunas. Try to explain them in ways that Westerners can understand. And of course, we do hear, look at pretty much, and we can state that explicitly if needed. We look especially pretty much at, but in general, wisdoms of the earth, but a little bit especially the Indian ones, since I happen to be most acquainted with that, so that's not sure, right? So the gunas, because it just strikes me here that the gunas have very much to do with it, with the whole thing called life here. I mean, if it wouldn't be for us being affected by the gunas, or the false ego in the different gunas manifesting in different, you know, different, this whole thing, we would be good. I mean, we would be really good and happy and wonderful people, because that's how we are in our natural constitutional position, right? Untouched by those gunas. So the gunas, then especially the guna of Raja guna and Tama guna, that's what we see here around us today, that the world is mainly in those, and people are affected by them, which means that they are not satisfied, because sattva guna, and then, well, shuddha sattva, which is the real sattva, is characterized by you're happy and peaceful and just okay, healthy, living a long life, and basically it's Suddha Sattva, then you're perpetually so. So then we see people, you know, why do they fight? Why do they get divorced? Why do they sometimes look so morose? Why do they take drugs? Why do they do this? Why do they do that? Why is there all this aggression going on, hate and dissatisfaction, fear, madness going on? So much in the world today. Why are people not happy and satisfied? Why is there all this greed and the envy and the illusions of different kinds? It's because of this tamaguna, rajaguna. So we should make one episode about this. I think it could be very nice. Just try to kind of exhaust the topics on a popular science level, right? Nice illustrations. And that's the general thing we could do here. Just make nice mini documentaries. That make important topics, philosophical and so on, accessible to many people and make things clear that otherwise would have seemed maybe weird. The more I think of that and speak like this, the more I realize this, hey, this is needed. I mean, like when Westerners first came and the theosophists and all those people came in contact with Indian scriptures, it's all Sanskrit scriptures, they misinterpreted them like anything. It must have been very hard to understand. And nowadays, that's what I'm saying, that it's even hard to understand Prabhupada's books. Although they are really explaining things well. So it makes sense. So, well, that's the work here, right?